So this is part two of my self-sufficiency audio boot. I left off my last one by saying James Burke had done a series of shows called Connections. In it, at one point, he postulates what would happen if our society lost a lot of what we take for granted, our ability to go to the grocery store and buy food, our ability to get gas, to move around, to buy products, to buy services. What if we, all of a sudden, from one day to the next, we had to fled, you know, go away from the cities, and let's say you were lucky enough to get away from the city and maybe go out into the countryside where your chances of survival might be a little bit better, especially if there's rogue gangs going around and looting and robbery and muggings to get what little resources are available. So let's assume you're out in the country and you come across an abandoned farm. Now, how would you even know? Would the everyday layperson even know how to plant food in abundance? So you'd need to plant food. Do you have gasoline for the tractors? If you don't, then they're kind of useless, and you're going to end up having to do everything manually. So if you're alone, that becomes a monumental task to turn the soil. And even that, is the soil any good? Are you going to, let's say you're lucky enough to find seed and plant seed of various crops. Do you know how to rotate crops? Do you know the nutrients that crops need? Sure, there could be books and libraries, but assuming that you can't get back into the city to look it up. I know what a lot of you are saying, oh, just look it up on the internet. Remember, there is no internet. Everything's down, but the electricity, the electrical grid is down. Maybe power is out. Communication satellites are no longer working. The cell phone grid might be down. You're completely on your own. How many people would be able to survive? It's a wonderful thought experiment. Kind of scary if you think about it. But I was trying to get it. I didn't want to scare my daughter, but I was just explaining to her that food does not come from the grocery stores. Food comes from farmers and from people doing, mass industrial farming on huge scales to be able to bring us the food that, we take for granted and go down to the grocery store and buy off the shelves. But everything, crackers, just a simple box of crackers, well, it requires wheat, it requires processing, it requires baking. There's so many steps for just simple crackers. And even at that, if you wanted the abundancy of crackers that we take for granted, it'd be a monumental task. I mean, obviously, somebody else would have to do it. And then you could trade them for potatoes or whatever you had. So basically, it will eventually go back to what we have now, except for bartering, we'd do something, people would pay us for it, and then we'd take that money and buy crackers. Well, what do you know? We're back to our economy as it stands. So it's quite the thought experiment to think about and dwell on that fact that what if we had to be self-sufficient? It's very, very difficult. And to reiterate, I wasn't trying to scare my daughter. I was just trying to explain to her that it's very, very special what we have. And as much as we, there are people out there, ecologists, who want to change the world and want us all to go back to the basics, we really can't, because it's almost impossible. I mean, it's to become grassroots. At some point, you can't do it all yourself. From making shoes, to growing wheat, to building cars or building transportation systems. It's just impossible. Anyway, so I thought it was a great thought experiment, and I just wanted to share it with you all. So I hope you're having a wonderful weekend, and hope your weather's holding out. Thank you, and take care.